Count Dracula, I presume?
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations on your newly purchased estate in London, sir. Sign here.
Not yet.
Ah, you wish to review the documents. Very good. I must say, sir, that I am not used to speaking to a pitcher full of liquid. Why are you almost empty? Perhaps you would like some of this wine I brought with me?
I don't drink wine. Children of the night, what beautiful music they make. Oh, yeah.
You're very enthusiastic, sir. I'll see you in the morning. But I didn't. Instead, I woke up days later in a hospital in Budapest. They said I was anemic.
I learned of Harker's ailment sometime later. In a case that would prove to be related, my student, Dr. Joan Seward, asked me to diagnose an ex-fiancé of his.
What do you think, Doctor? Lucy, what's she saying? She hasn't spoken since she's fallen into this stupor. What is it, Lucy?
Cherry. Grape. Strawberry.
God, what does it all mean?
Well, she is certainly anemic, but I've heard of strange happenings lately.
Can you tell me more?
I don't have enough information to say conclusively at this point, but just to be safe, you should board up the walls of this room.
Board up the walls? But they're made of solid rock.
Trust me, John. It may be a lot of work, but it might just save her life.
I did as my old professor said, but her mother thought the boards to be unsightly and removed them.
Lucy. Wake up, Lucy. Yeah.
Is it you?
Invite me in, Lucy, and see. You gotta invite me in, Lucy, or I can't come in. Yeah.
Come in.
Oh, yeah!
Count.
I'm nearly empty, Lucy. Let me drink of you. Hell yeah!
Do as you wish. Oh, ouch!
Now I'm full of Kool-Aid. That is also possibly blood. I won't tell you.
You took too much, Count.
Drink of my Kool-Aid and you will rise again.
That's not enough, Count. I'm going to pass on.
Worry not, Lucy. You will live eternally under the stars and moon with me, your father in blood. I'll be back later tonight, baby.
Lucy? Lucy, are you awake?
Oop, time to make like a bat and beat it.
What? Get out of here, you terrible creature. Shoo, shoo. Lucy? Lucy? Lucy!
What happened, Seward?
She's dead, Professor.
Worse than that, John. She's undead.
How do you mean?
My worst fears have been confirmed. Look at the puncture marks on her neck. No, that wasn't a bat. That was Dracula. Kool-Aid Dracula, to be precise.
He's some sort of killer, but Kool-Aid is one of my favorite drinks.
Not just a killer, a monster. He is a walking picture who fills himself with the blood of the living. Through some alchemical process, the blood turns to Kool-Aid as soon as it hits his lips.
That seems scientifically impossible.
That doesn't matter now, Dr. Seward. We must drain Lucy of all her bodily fluids. Otherwise, she too will become a glass picture that feeds on human blood.
That would be very disrespectful.
You could hem and haw some more, but see now. At this very moment, her skin is becoming more and more translucent.
But that's just consistent with anemia.
Damn it, man! Do you want another picture that bursts through walls running around? It's terrible for property values.
All right, Professor Helsing, we'll do it. But how do we get rid of the devil Dracula?
He must cool himself with ice from his homeland. Without it, he will eventually dry out, no matter how much blood he drinks. He must have hidden caches of ice coolers all around London. We must find them and destroy them.
The professor and I destroyed many an ice chest throughout the city. We went to destroy the largest store of Transylvanian ice in Count Dracula's residence in Piccadilly.
You fools! You know not what power you've awakened. Yeah!
Get out, devil!
Okay!
God damn it, I missed!
I believe we drove him out of London at least. But the vampirism in Europe will only be stamped out if we cut the head off the snake. The Kool-Aid snake, specifically.
After a long journey, we traveled to Count Dracula's castle in Transylvania. Here we are. But even after traveling all this way, I still don't know how we'll slay the devil.
I have a trick up my sleeve, John. Trust me. Count Dracula, your end is nigh.
More victims! Oh, yeah!
Take this!
A hairdryer?
This will melt the ice and evaporate the remaining fluid. Then we can just shatter the picture.
Oh, no!
Wow, that was surprisingly fast.
That's because this is a holy hairdryer, blessed by the priests in St. Paul's Cathedral. Seward, he is dry now. Crack him open.
Ha! Take that, you piece of shit.
And so, we put the devil to rest. But even to this day, I still have trouble drinking the Kool-Aid. Especially the sherry flavor. Sometimes it tastes metallic.
Well, wasn't that a masterpiece? Or should I say, disasterpiece? Anyway, if you enjoyed this disasterpiece, you can show off your good taste to your friends by sharing the episode. Or you could subscribe to the channel. Or you could leave us a review. I don't understand what those last two things are. I'm a thespian, not a content creator. But nevertheless, simply by enjoying this media, you are better and smarter than all of your friends. So good work.